4 large buckets, 2 pairs of waders, a collection of nets of various shapes and lengths, and 1 doctorate in marine biology. This was the equipment used to craft the latest lesson plan for a 4th grade class at Keet Gushaheen Elementary School.
I think your skies are kind of green.
At Thimbleberry Lake, I joined Tanya Sperkland, a marine biologist for the Seldovia Village Tribe, and this month's guest scientist, participating in Sitka Sound Science Center's Scientist in the Schools program. Tanya is on the hunt for macroinvertebrates, specimens for a lesson on understanding watershed health.
Okay, just to show you something so you don't think we're crazy, which we are.
Let's see. Where are you, baby? See right there?
Yeah.
That's a mayfly.
That little floating shrimp-like thing?
Yeah, it looks more like an insect. It has a head and a thorax and an abdomen. It has 3 little tails. So anyway.
After 30 years as a high school teacher, teaching is part of Tanya's DNA. It wasn't until the end of her teaching career that she went back to get a PhD, focusing her dissertation on marine ecology. At all times, Tanya looks as if she's smiling into the sun, likely from years of practice and making her passion a career.
I just always loved being outdoors and learning about everything that was around me, so I always knew I wanted to be a biologist. But my dad wanted me to go into business.
It's hard to picture Tanya in a business suit when waders suit her so well. And Tanya makes a strong case for getting elementary school students interested in science.
The 4th graders are our next generation, and if we can have them develop an understanding and a stewardship and appreciation for all the natural world around them, then they will be the ones that will influence their friends and their neighbors not to overpollute, not to use too many resources.
So I need some help here. Justin and Mia, could you look and read what the temperature of the water is there.
You get the students involved, engaged in doing what the scientists are doing. They love to do hands-on things. And in Alaska, we are so fortunate because we have a fantastic laboratory outside every one of our doorsteps. And all we have to do is step outside and look around us and start asking questions.
And what does a crowd of 9-year-olds prodding with pipettes, swirling petri dishes, and gazing under microscopes sound like?
Whoa! Do you
that thing is moving.
Oh my gosh! I can see the spots on him. That's so cool.
Tanya's visit may have inspired at least one future scientist. At the very least, it's evident that bugs are cool at any age. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.